on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Good morning. 641 Brock Hunter
on a Friday.
What's up with you, H?
You had a video games. I got a few of those in yesterday.
Nice. Oh, it was a great day. It was a great day for that. At least the first part. Sun came out a little bit later, but it was still crap on it. It was a good napping day. It was a good napping day. I ate a very carb-heavy lunch, and I took a fat nap. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well rested. Anyway, folks, we got to keep moving here on the Plan B Morning Show. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of, get your car taken care of as well. Well, Rob Halford says he can't wait for Judas Priest fans to hear their new music. Appearing on the In the Trenches with Ryan Roxy podcast, he says, quote, "I'm old school. We had one great big writing session last March for this new record, and we're still working on it." And what I mean by that is Glenn, who's Priest guitarist, and Priest guitarist Richie as well, and myself were at Glenn's beautiful studio. And that's the way I personally write. I'm very spontaneous in my writing. Even before the lyrics and the melody start, I'm there with Glenn and Richie, and I'm inspired and motivated by what they're doing. He said, quote, "Oh, man, I can't wait for the fans to hear this. These songs that I've got with me, they're so good. I'm so happy and so proud of what we got so far, and there's so much more to come." So I don't know about you, but when you got the artist saying, like, guys, especially an artist like Rob Halford, like, "Look, guys, this is going to be great. More than likely, it's going to be great." You know what I mean?
I got a question for you. Maybe you don't know this either. I've never been in a band, but I've always wondered this. Is there a process, a certain process, where bands use to write music?
No
is
band.
There like a little, is there like a little kind of a template? Like, hey, you got to do this, I do this. Or is it different with every single band, how the process is to create a song?
Different with every band. I've talked to a lot of artists in my years in rock radio, and pretty much everyone, I mean, there's artists out there who literally wake up in the middle of the night, write down lyrics, and then wake up the next morning and go, "Okay, I'm going to finish this song." Like, I think there's still something that you can kind of, maybe a formula that is still kind of in there, but I just think it's kind of, it's very organic. I guess you're right.
With Five Finger Death Punch, when like that dude, he woke up mid sleep and sent the guy a voicemail, and they ended up using the voicemail in the song.
Yeah, Ivan. Granted, that was a very dark time, but it worked. You know, sometimes inspiration comes from their dark times. It comes from happy times. You know, it's crazy. I don't think there's a precise science to it. But that's what makes music so great is, you know, there's some guys who maybe just sit in a room and say, "I'm not leaving this room until I write a hit song." Or there's guys that are, "I was, you know, driving in my car." And a good example, "Every Rose Has Its Thorn" by Poison. Bret Michaels wrote that in a laundromat doing laundry after a phone call where he broke up with his girlfriend. Right. There you go. There you go. There you go, or his girlfriend broke up with him. But there, in a laundromat, one of the biggest rock ballads of the 80s written in a laundromat right there.
Just sitting there waiting for his underwear to get dry.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. His tidy whities in the dryer at a laundromat. So, but very excited. The last album, Firepower, was 2018. No word exactly on when this album will be out, but it sounds like the guys are excited about
My tidy whities are getting dry. No, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work. We got to think of different lyrics. All right. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, unfortunately, a tragic day. 1982, Randy Rhoads died at the age of 25 in a plane crash. The plane was buzzing Ozzy Osbourne's tour bus when it crashed. The pilot and another female passenger were also killed. Randy, in his short 25 years on this earth, he played with Quiet Riot. And then when Ozzy got kicked out of Black Sabbath, he was looking to do a solo career. Randy went and auditioned. It was amazing. And I'll try and keep this as tight as possible. Two things with this. Ozzy doesn't even remember auditioning Randy Rhoads. He was so out of his mind on drugs and alcohol that he doesn't remember it. And it worked out, though, because Randy got the job, and Randy was an effing legend on the guitar. He played he kind of was known for his polka-dotted flying V. That was just, oh, God, the guy could rip. And also with this accident, so they were touring overseas, I believe in England somewhere. I can't remember exactly where. So they stopped to work on some parts on the bus. The place that they were at also had an airstrip. So there was a pilot there that was like, hey, guys, let's go up. He took the bass player and someone else up on this first spin. Okay, everything went fine. And they actually did buzz, so they got real low. They buzzed by the bus because they were trying to wake up the drummer, Ozzy's drummer.
No.
So then they land. Randy was not a fan of flying. He was actually afraid of flying. The only reason he went up in this plane was because he wanted to get some aerial shots of the countryside for his mom. They went and buzzed the bus again, but got too close, hit the bus. That's how Randy Rhodes died. Dude, it's heartbreaking to me because 25 years old, I mean, at any age, really, you wouldn't want to see that. But the fact that we lost this legend of rock so soon in his career, ugh.
It's wild, man, just to even think about that. Yep. You know, I'm not saying this is what happened to, but back then, things were probably a little bit more loose. You could probably do a little bit of boozing, maybe.
They stole the plane. They didn't get permission to use the plane.
They stole the plane? Yeah,
they didn't get, the pilot didn't have permission to fly the plane. It was like a little four-seater Cessna, like a small one, yep, and horse around. No. I'm sure drugs and alcohol was probably involved, but yeah.
Yep. Man.
Yep.
Wow. There you go.
All because he wanted to get pictures for his mom. Like, he was doing a good boy thing. You know, he wanted to get pictures for his mom. And that was it. So, anyway, we'll play some Ozzy later in honor of Randy for today, for sure. But, all right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.